We are in Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Around 5 lines from the top of the Amud. Bachamorim Malin B'mokim HaYoyker K'b'mokim HaZoyl V'einam Choyshishim. Now let us just see Rashi will understand what the case is. V'chamorim malim b'mokim ha-yoyker k'b'mokim ha-zoil. V'chamorim bring up to the mokim ha-yoyker, that means there were two places. One place they sold four saw for a seller. One place that was the mokim ha-yoyker. The mokim ha-zoil was they sold six saw for a seller. Achamorim hamistakrim betvuim. The chamorim, they used to transport tvuim. They used to make business. Umevin mimokim hazoil lemokim hayoika. And they used to bring tvuim from the mokim hazoil lemokim hayoika. That means they bought six saw for a seller. They sold it in the mokim hayoika. Four saw for a seller. And then, and six saw they sold for a seller and a half. Mutalam likach mois mi balei batim ashirim b'mokim ayoyka. So they're allowed to take money from balei batim ashirim. They're really borrowing money. B'mokim ayoyka. They're borrowing money from the Balabatim Ashirim. Amenas litain lehem lizman ploini haperis kishar mokim hazel. So that means the Balabatim Ashirim, the mokim hayoika, are lending the money. And they say, but listen, we want you should pay us back for six or for a seller. That means we're giving you 1,000 sloim. They're different balabat. They're giving them 1,000 sloim. They want, you should bring back for us tvui, but not, don't charge us the way the price is over here, four saw for a seller. We want the cheap price, six saw for a seller. So, l'chayre, looking at it, yishitchiyistik, this is bitter. That means they were lending their money. They were lending their money. It's about the Lizman Pliny. That means they're giving their money in Tishrei. You come back and listen. You can do whatever you want with the money in from Tishrei to Nisan. You bring us back in Nisan, Tvuah. That means you're going to pay us back the Chayiv with Tvuah. But you're going to give us back, in reality, for each... we're going to get back a seller and a half's worth for a seller we lent you. That means here he can buy for a seller, four saw for a seller. In the Mokim Mazel, you buy six saw for a seller. We want you to pay us back with Tavuah, but the rate should not be four saw for a seller. We want you should pay us back six saw for a seller. So that means they're getting back, they're lending a seller, and they're getting back a value, bimkaimam, of a seller and a half. Which is lechayre ribis. That is lechayre ribis. They're getting back more than they lent. They're getting back a shavius more than they lent. They lent a seller. And they're getting back in their mokim, tvua, which is worth a seller and a half. Ve'ein choyshishin sheyehei ribis, and we're not chayish shei ribis, schar hamtonos mois, kidemaporish bozo. The Gemara's gonna say why it's mutter, and ve'ein choyshishin mishim ribis. Now we're going to learn the Baal Rashi, the way the Beis Aaron says pshat and Rashi, and then we'll see. So we'll learn the sugi according to Rashi, and then we have to see Tosfos. Learned perhaps a little differently. My time. So why isn't there a chash of ribbis? Papa Omar Nechelohu the Megalalohu Taret, that the Chamorim, these people who are carrying the Tvuim, so they're happy with this deal, the Megalalohu Taret. So Rashi learns Pshat, they'll be able to buy the Hakofa, we'll see soon, be able to buy on credit. Ravacha bereid Ravika Omar Nechelu the Moisli Gabayu. They're going to get a cheaper rate. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, my time, Apopo Omar Nechelu the Megalalu Tare. Shal Yidei Moisov Shelze. Now they're coming to the Mokim Azil. They lent them $1,000. So they're going to the vial, they have already an order for $1,000 to buy through it. But a thousand sloim, let's say, to buy through it. From these 1,000 sloim, they're not going to make one penny profit. Because they're going to give in the Mokim Ayoike the price that it cost them in the Mokim Hazel. So they're going to give, but they're coming with 1,000 sloim about. The vial, they're coming with a fat wallet full of sloim, and they're making a big order, fine. So Rashi says, Shayidei Mo'isov Shelze, Heim Nikorim Seichem. They're coming with a lot of money, so when they come to the Mokim Azil, you see they have money. I mean, they're making big orders. Fine. U'makirim Oisom Balei Batim Shel Mokim Azil. And the Balabatim and the Mokim Hazel who are selling Tvua, these are respected people. They're coming in with sacks of money, so they spread out a red carpet for these people. These are Seichem. They're making big orders. Fine. So now, when they come to the Mokim Hazel, they don't want to only buy for these people who gave them money. I mean, the people who gave them the money, they're not going to make a penny profit from them. They're charging them whatever cost price, what it's going to cost them in the Mokim Azoil. But they come to these people who are selling through in the Mokim Azoil. I want to buy another 1,000 pounds of through on credit. I'll pay you back. Want to buy 1,000 pounds on credit. No, listen, a person who comes with so much money, he wants to buy more schoire, we oblige. Why not? I mean, no problem. So because of the 1,000 sloim that they're coming in with, they're going to be able to get another 1,000 pounds of tvua, let's say, on credit. They don't have any money, they're kapsonim, but now they look like big businessmen. So they're going to get 1,000 pounds on credit. Now, and for these 1,000 pounds, what it costs them, the prices, the running prices, 6 so for a sell on the Mokim Azil, they're going back into the Mokim Ayoika, they're going to sell to the other people for 4 so for a sell. That's the running price over there. So, thanks to the money that was given to them, they're capable of purchasing another 1,000 sof tvua on credit because they look like businessmen. Now, Mistakrim Eslo. Now, Rashi says a few very sadistic words. Vafilu loyhoya zem mamtim lahem shumzma. Now, Rashi says, the deal was, they gave the money in Tishrei, they're coming back in Nissan, this is a halva for 6 months, and we're scratching our heads about ribbis. Fine, okay, that was the case. But Rashi says, forget about the halva. What would be if these balabatim would say, listen, I want fast delivery, I'm giving you 1,000 sloim, I want back the nether. How long will it take you to go in and tzrik? In a week, I want back the tvua. I want back the tvua, the price of of 6 saw for a seller. So vafilu lo yoya zemantim lem shumzman, ela lohobi loy miyat, noyech lahem litroyach, veliyois shluchim, ule kabal, this is the Rishash's gifts, ule kabal aleim, achayis aderech alkach. Now, so I'd like to say over what, how the Beis Aaron learns Pshat in this Rashi. Let us say Rashi is saying without the halva. If there wouldn't be halva, so there wouldn't be halva, that means they can't use the money. Now, see, he's coming to these chamorim, and he's giving them, you have a person, he says, I'm giving you 1,000 sloim, I want you to bring me back. It takes 2 weeks, the journey. I want you to bring me back X amount of tour, and it should be with the price of the Mokim Hazar. Now, what are these? So these Chamorim are doing 2 services for this person who gave them the 1,000 sloy. Service number 1, they're delivering him back the Sheira. They're delivering back the Sheira. Service number 2, Rashi says, Ulekabel achay aleim achayis aderech. They're mekabel achayis aderech. That means the tvua we're bringing back, we're insuring it. That's also a service to insure the Sheira who get lost. We're insuring it. Which is also. So now, let us try to figure out, mathematically, these 2 services, how much are they worth? That means they're doing 2 services for the person who's giving them 1,000 sloy. So let us say the tirche and the omol of bringing the tvua, let's say that's worth $200. This insurance contract, what they're mekabel on themselves, the mekabel achayis, is another $200. They're giving him a service of $400. Fine. They're giving him a service for what? Without any halva whatsoever. What are they getting in return? They're getting in return, since they're coming with a lot of money, and they make an impression like they're big businessmen, now they can buy 1,000 pounds of tvua on credit, and they'll be able to make $1,000 profit. Let us say they'll be with 1,000 pounds of tvua, they'll be able to make $1,000 of profit from this whole AC. It is costing them $400, and they're going to make $1,000, so it's going to, the whole, they're going to get $600 out of the deal, let us say. That's what they're going to get. Is it worthwhile for them to do this Aisik? It's worthwhile. They're getting something. They're getting something from the whole Aisik. That's right. It's a tiche of bringing back the tour. They're not charging no delivery charges. They're ensuring that the tour will come back. No insurance charges. But take everything in consideration. But what they are getting, they are getting an opportunity that now they'll be able to buy tvua on credit, and with this tvua on credit, they'll be able to make profit. It's worthwhile for them. These 2 hitzois, the hitzois of the tirche to bring it back, and the kabbalas achayis, it's worthwhile for them. In return, they're getting this benefit, the Megala Lohutare, that means they open up the doors, and they like this, they come, when they used to come to the stores, they want to buy something on credit, all doors are shut. You don't have any credit by us. The minute they come with a lot of money, Megala Lohutare, there's Psichas HaShaorim, there's a Kabbalah Sponim, and they capable of buying tvua bahakofa on credit, and this is worthwhile for them. Fine. This is what Rashi says. But now, let us think what happened. The base Aaron says, Amur de Kazakh. There was a halvo over here. There was a halvo that he lent, they lent them, let's say 1,000 sloim. He lent them 1,000 sloim in order to purchase war for him. They were able to use the money for themselves. It's halvo, they're going to pay back. They got it in Tishrei, they'll pay back. And this, in fact, there was a halvo. So the base Aaron that Rashi held, that the halvo, when do they pay back the halvo? That's when they come back and listen. They pay back the halvo as soon as they come to the Mokim Hazoil. He told them, buy tvue for me. And the Zoil rate, 6 tov for a seller. So the minute they give the Moicher and the Mokim Hazoil, the money that was given to them, they paid up their chayv. They paid up their chayv already. So Mamela, it's paid up. If Reuben will lend Shimon money, and he says, so Shimon, if Hashem pay you up, give Levi the money. And that's a account. So that's 10 mona leploini, that's you lay out. So this is called, that I want that Levi should get the money. So this is considered a payment for me. Zuk the Beis Aaron, Rashi held, the minute they give over the money, because that's what Rashi says, that's the niche, neichlam letrech v'li yishluchim. They are shluchim on the kinyan atvua. They're shluchim for them. I'm buying tvua for you. So memela, but I'm giving you services also. V'li troyach ulekabel aleim achayis. They're doing two more services. There's a ticha to bring it back. There's a Kabbalah, Sachayis, Va'afal Pikain. It's worthwhile for them. So it comes out like this, according to Rashi. That's what the Beis Aaron says. The Beis Aaron says that the Halvo, they lent, they borrowed 1,000 sloim from Balabata Mashirim B'mokim HaYoker. The Piroim was, they paid back 1,000 sloim. When they bought the Tvua B'mokim Hazel, that's the Piroim of the Chay. So in that, there was no Tashlume Ribis whatsoever. The Tvua that they're going to bring back is not their Tvua. That's the Tvua of the Balabatim. They bought for the Balabatim the Tvua. That was that they gave the money, and that was for the Balabatim. So they borrowed 1,000 sloim, they paid back 1,000 sloim. So then they bought for him tvua, which the price of tvua b'mokim hazoil is 6 tzor for a seller. Fine, gevaldik. So that what he's going to get back 6 tzor now. That's we're not giving you anything. This 6 tzor from your money, you bought 6 tzor for a seller. We did the transaction for you. All that we were moisef atirche to bring it back to you, and we were moisef a kabbalah sachayis. We were makabel insurance on the tour. You'll be sure to get back your tour. Fine. But what are we gaining from this whole deal? We're gaining that through the money you gave us, we're able to buy another 1,000 pounds of tvua on credit. B'mokim hazel. So we made it. So we're not doing, subshat is, we are, this service what we are doing for you, we're getting revochim for it. We're getting revochim for ourselves. So pshat is, we're not doing it for you for free. To that you gave us, you gave us the Dalvo, we are getting these Revochim. So Mamela, so it's worthwhile for us. So therefore, it's not, so there's no, we're not giving you anything for free. That means this, if will there be no Halvo, it is worthwhile for us the Tirche in order to be able to purchase Tvue on credit. That was the Megala Luhu Tare. atzatayse megal lutare. Rav Acha bereid Rav Ika oma nechelu de moizli gabayu. What's that de moizli gabayu? No. Pnei mokim hazel kishe shoymim shein eilu mistakshim bo. Moizli gabayu kidei shelo yimshichu yideyem milahargil etzla. That means, it comes out like this. They're coming with a big order. They want to make a big order. They have 1,000 sloim. They want to make a big order. But they tell the soichrim and the mokim hazel, listen, we're not going to get any profit. We have to bring back this tvuah. We have to give it back to the people who gave us the 1,000 sloim for six saw for a seller. We won't get any profit. So maybe you'll give us a cut. Instead of charging us six saw for a seller, so you'll take off a little of your profit. We should also have a profit. So sell us seven saw for a seller, and we'll have some profit from this ASIC. And what are you gaining from this? We'll be good customers. You want us to come again? So my mele, the soichen, the mokim hazoil, if he hears, like this, normally someone will come over to soichen, maybe you should whittle off your profit and sell it to me cheaper that I should be able to have more profit. So the soichen says, my chosis, I mean, I should take off, you should have more profit. But they tell him like this, listen, we're not getting any profit from this. We should have some profit, you'll have profit, you won't have so much. I'll cut them both of us a profit. And it's worthwhile for you to do such a thing, so we'll come and we'll be good customers. The Moisla Gabayu, B'nei Mokim Hazel, Shoshoimim Shein Eilu Mistakrim Bo, they're not getting any profit in the Mokim Hayeke. Moisla Gabayu, Kedesh, Shloim Shehu Yedeim Elahal Gilatzlam, that they should remain good customers. Zok the Gemara, my benayu. What is the difference if the time is, I'll sell them on credit because of this money they're carrying with them? Or because when they'll hear the situation, they sell it to them for a cheaper price, so they're also getting profit. Iki benayu tagre chadeta. Zok Rashi, tagre chadeta. Tagel she'enei nikar adai. That means he, as the vial, he doesn't have a shame as a businessman. Laman da'oma de megala lohu tare. This is the first time they see this chamorim. But l'maisi, he comes in with sacks of money. And he asks them, Rabbi, I want you to sell me more tefuah on credit. Money speaks. They see he's coming in with money. So they never heard of him, they don't know of him, but he's coming in with money, so memele, they'll sell him more tefuah on credit. But according to the cheshbon, the moizli gabayu is asking them that they should take off from their profit and sell it to him for a cheaper price. Like the kivin the einay nikolahem, they don't know him from Adam. Ein maminim bedvorav shunayste b'mekaymai b'zayel v'lay moishli kabeh. That means you're telling us a sob story that you're going to bring it and you're not going to get any profit. So maybe give it to me for a cheaper price. They don't know him. They're not makeh him. So memela. So they won't take off from there. So they look at him that I don't believe you. Some of you want is they think you want to have more profit, so we should sell to you cheap, you should have more profit. So maybe that they won't do. If they know him, it's one thing. He's a good customer coming, but if they don't know him, they won't be menake from their profit in order to give him for a cheaper price. So that's enough kamina. It's very interesting, the psychology of a person. That means, we're talking about a soicher in the Mokim Azil that doesn't know them. So if the tviya is, sell me on credit, so that's, he's not losing anything. He's just selling them on credit. So if he sees he has a lot of money, he'll sell them on credit. If I'm asking you, you should take off from your profit. So if I know you, so no, I'll do such a thing. If I don't know you, I don't trust you. So I won't take off from my profit. That is the psychology of a seif according to Rashi Al Kabbal. Fine. Let's go a little further. Besuga Ozli Arbo Arbo. Suga was a mokim hayoika, and there the price was 4 saw for a seller. Bekafri Ozlon Shita Shita. Kafri was another place, and there that was a mokim azel. And there was 6 saw for a seller. Yoiv Rav Zuzi Lechamri. Rav Adazagayos Rav Chanine. Okay. Yoiv Rav Zuzi Lechamri. Vekabol alei unse do uche, veshokel minai chamisha. Now, Rav also wanted to gain something, but Rav was mevatar on a lot of things. According to Rashi, we had meiker adin. You can request that they should charge you they should give you tvue lefi mokim hazel, and the price of the mokim hazel, and that's also, and they should also be mekabel achayis haderech, and this is mutter. Mikaradin, this is mutter. So that means the malveh, so to say, is giving Betzim a very good deal. He's getting cheap tvue, then mekabel achayis, and he's getting a free delivery, and it's mutter, and it's not ribbit, and it's mutter. It's mutter. Rav gave them a much better deal. Rav gave them money. He said, I'll be mekabel unse do uche. So first, we don't have to insure the tour going back. If anything happens to the tour, it's my pick, number one. Number two, I want you to have profit also. I want you to have profit. I don't want you to bring me tvue what the price is, b'mokim mazel, of 6 saw for a seller. You sell me 5 saw for a seller. 5 saw for a seller is also worth something by me, because here in Surah you can only buy 4 saw for a seller. You'll get profit. You'll buy for 6 saw for a seller. And then you're selling to me for 5. So you're already getting profit from this. And I'm a kabbal achayis. That's what he did. Frag the Gemara, v'nishka el shite. So listen, why did the tzadikim chavav alei kegufam? I mean, so listen, if you can get a deal, you can get a deal for 6 saw for a seller. Why did he say, bring me 5 saw for a seller? Frag the Gemara, odam choshev shani. Rav was another mchoshes. That means, meiker adin, 6 saw for a seller, which he's getting dirt cheap, is also mutter with chesboinus. Mutter with chesboinus that, even what are they gaining? This chesboinus that they are gaining, megal lutar, meizel gabai, these are things, this is my time, that my roim saw, it's still worthwhile for them to give free delivery and to be mekabel achayis. It's worthwhile for them. So memele, it's not called that they're doing for him. They're doing, all these things are worthwhile for themselves. So it's not ribbit. This is meiker adin. An adam choshev does such a thing that, he's getting mamish, the price, the wholesale price of the mokim hazoil, and there's no achayis, and they're doing it for free. Another mchoshev, it's not, shouldn't be samech on all these heterim. So therefore, Rav made he said, Fakel, I don't need such a big zeil. You can give me 5 saw for a seller. And so there we see klo the heter. We see klo the Fakel. They're getting a profit. And so it's worthwhile for them to get this profit. They're getting a profit of a saw. let's see what Rashi says. Besula Ozron Arve Grevi Bezuze. In Sura, there were four saw for Azuz. The Kafri Shemokin Ozron Shiti Grevi Bezuze. So the Gemara asks, Benishko Shita, Kivin de Mekabel Alei Unse de Uche Enkan Ribbis. If he was Mekabel Unse de Uche Enkan Ribbis. Now, Ledavoini, I don't understand what Rashi is saying. Because Rashi before said, Rabbi Emerson, there's two in Yonim over here. The Beis Aaron said, what? Noichlam litroyach, ulekabalayim achayis haderach. That means they're doing two things. There's a tirch over here, they're making free delivery. Free delivery, and the mekabal achayis also. So as we mentioned in the beginning of the sugya, they're giving him two services for free. And that's l'chayr agonata. So Rashi says, the minute he was mekabal unse de'uchem, so there's no ribbis anymore. So I don't understand Rashi. L'chayr, I mean, there's a ribbis. He's paying for it because he's only, but v'afilu l'kibulei unse de'uchem k'toni, Achamorim malim, kibul kablon seduch ein kariz, afro lai kibul ein unseduch, ktoni achamorim malim bemokim ayoyker, ke bemokim azel. So my mail is, so why did he ask only azel of five so for a seller? Why didn't he ask for six so? So the Gemara says, Rav was an Adam Choshu, he didn't want, it didn't look too kosher, to get six off for a seller. Zok de Gemara weiter, boi minei rabasi me rabi yechanen, mahu lasois begrutois kein. Let us see what Rashi says. Mahu lasois begrutois kein, bishar pargematye, not by tvue, kegoin shivrei zov vochesef, Bishar minei matches. We're speaking about that he's b'mokim, he got money b'mokim hayoyker, to go to mokim hazoil, and to buy shivrei zov v'kesef. Mi amrinen, so what is the shayla? Tvue de midi de shriyehu, the ozli v'osi kol shate. Tvue is a commodity which there's a kesedah that can market for this. Amrinim nechlehu samemele. So by the commodity of tvuah nechlu the megalatare samemele will be able to buy more tvuah. I mean, tvuah is a commodity that is sold, and with the money they have with themselves, they'll be able to acquire tvuah on credit. Inamli the moizli gabayu, the seichem will give it to them for a cheaper price, knowing that they want them to come back again, because this is a commodity that is a kesedik a business. Avol shal pagimatye, but if this is a one-time affair, leke gilitare loizli gabayu, that means this is b'mokim hayoyker, they gave them money to buy a commodity, and that's it. There's no more, there's no megalolutare, there's no to come back. This is a commodity which is on sale for once and finished. The misha moichel ayachshem leimkalei lamocha pamakir pal gamakir shaloka hayoymin alekech lamocha. This is a one-time affair. So this is a one-time affair, so there are all these fringe benefits which were matter to do this are not applicable over here. That was the shayla. Boy minei rabasi me rabi yechanen, ma'al lasis begruto iskei. Omalei, so Rabbi Yechanan told him, you know, Bikesh Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Yosi, Lassus came b'chlifishto. Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yossi wanted to do this dreidel b'kli pishton, which is also, this is a one-time sale. Ulay hinichei Rabbi, and Rabbi said, no, you're not allowed to. Ike da amri bikish Rabbi lasais b'grutois, kein, leinich Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. Fine. So they bring down from the Ein Yehoise, what was the shail of the Gemara? I mean, before we said the whole reason for the heter to get back b'mokim hayoyker schoire with the price of the mokim hazayu, with free delivery and an insurance contract, was only muta because of these chesbonos makalo lutara meisli gabay. By these commodities of grutois and pishton, it's not applicable. You don't have these heterim. So what was the shaila? He answered him, Taka. Rabbi wanted to do it. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi said, you're not allowed. Why did Rabbi want to do it? What's the... So, the Masifta brings down from Dain Yosef that they cleared, maybe there's another Sibir Lahata. Not the Sibir of Megala Lutara Moiz Lagaba. Maybe there's another Lomdus. That was the Shaila. And maybe according to this other Lomdus, so then it's applicable up to Bakli Pishtam by Grutois. And they answered him, no, the only Heter is Asmakalutare Moisla Gabay, and by these commodities it's not applicable. That is the Sugya according to Rashi. Now let us see Taisa. Achamorim Malim Bimokim Hayekir Kimamokim Azel. Perish bekuntres afilu achayis aderech bahaliche ubachazore alachamor. Now let me just say one word, and this is how the Beis Aharon explains shitas atosfos. And mamele, then we will understand tosfos shitas atosfos. The Beis Aharon Hatzep Pshat and Rashi, that the peroin of the choiv, of what they owe the balabatim b'mokim ayoyka, the peroin was done b'mokim hazril. That means he owed Yena 1,000 sloim, when he came to the mokim hazril, he bought for him tvue, and by giving him 1,000 sloim, that is the peroin. That's how he paid up That's how he paid up the chayiv. Tosfos understood Rashi that if it's still ba'achrayis achamorim, so pshat is not that he's buying it for the balabatim the mokim ayikim. They're buying it for themselves. The bal is their tvura, and they go, and that's why achrayis haderech is alayim. They never paid up yet. He still owes him for the 1,000 sloim that he lent him. Nothing was paid up yet. He's first going to pay him up when he delivers him the tvue, which is now for every sela, which bimkoimoi is worth 4 so. For every sela that he borrowed, he's going to pay him back 6 so. So that means he borrowed a sela, and he's going to be paying back a sela and a half for each sela. So Tosfos understood the piro, it is the mekabel achrayis, not that the kabbalah, the way the Beis Aharon said, that the kabbalah's achrayis was a service for the malva. That means this is your tvu already, you're paid up already, we're giving you a service of kabbalah's achrayis. That's how the Beis Aharon learned Pshat and Rashi. Tosfos understood Pshat, if they're mekabel achrayis till it gets back, so it means that it's not Pshat, it's a service. Pshat is that the chayv first gets paid up when it comes back to the balabatim and the mokim hayoyke. Now, if that's when it first gets paid back, so it comes out for every sela that they lent, they're getting back a sela and a half, and there should be ribbit. That's the problem of Tosfos. Perish bekontres, afilu achayis haderech balicha bachazora ala chamorim. Bachazora ala chamorim. V'yev shalom ekein. You can't say this. Dele el gabi tarshe derav chomet. Before we tarshe derav chomet, there it was that derav chomet had tvue b'mokim hazayu. And they borrowed the tvue. So Rashi says the heter was that it was ba'achayis of Rav Chome till it was sold in the Mokim Hayoika. So it's considered they borrowed. That means if the tvua of Rav Chome b'mokim hazoil, so six saw was worth a seller when. The mokim hayoike six saw is worth a sell and a half. So Rashi says that the whole heter was that the tvue was b'chayis Rav Chama till the mokim hayoike. So this is Rav Chama's tvue. Now, so Rav Chama in the mokim hayoike possesses from every six saw he possesses a sell and a half. So after it was sold, so they borrowed a sell and a half. They borrowed the mokim hayoike. So this is only mutter, so they owe him a sell and a half. Now they owe him a sell and a half for what was sold by Mokim Hayek. But if it would have been by Achayis Rav Chome, that's because it was by Achayis Rav Chome. If it would be in their Achayis, so then it would come out that they borrowed a seller by Mokim Hazel, and they're paying back a sell and a half. Then it would be ribbit. V'yev shalom ekein, d'leil gabitar sh'drav chome pirish bekontres gufe, sh'yachayis alicha al rav chome. So the whole letter was, they first borrowed b'mokim hayoike, so they borrowed from Rav Chome a sell and a half. And that's what he owed him, a sell and a half. Af al gavin over there, Rav Chome was giving them a lot of benefits. Over there, afilu, we would say not like Rashi, we would say they borrowed a seller, and they're paying back a seller and a half, yesh lahatu sham yaisem ikam, because they're getting a lot of benefits to bishchal the shavkelu mitzvah to pay taxes and not to lushuke, and they can sell without any competition. Yaisem bishchayres acheres have yishavi tvei. So by them they had a big revah. Bavis of nila biyoker they could sell biyoker. Avol kan masha oyu nikonim soichim al yidei mois. This whole revah. That now they look like soichim a galutare. Kacho yenaso lem b'mois acherim. They could have other money also. They would get this revach. It's not b'chol loven k'moy kein mistaker. And every loive is mistaker. So that's a revach they're getting from the halva. Boy, the poch b'somach adarav the shokol chamshe b'suret. Mekabel unze duche. So the Gemara asks for nishkel shite. Most of them take shite. Leipoch leile kabel unze duche. So Taisvis holds, Mekitzer, Taisvis holds, if the Yichamorim are mekabel unze duche, that means that the halvo is first paid up in Mokim Hayoike, and they are paying back for every seller, they're paying back a value of a seller in the hand. So therefore, Taisvis is chaylik an Rashi. Elanire d'achayis aderech b'chazarosom imatvue mimokim hazoil al hoya al balabais. So that means, the way we said Pshat and Rashi, Taisvis also is saying this, but with a different akimte. That means, Tosfos says Fakert, it was paid up in Mokim Hazild, where we said Pshat and Rashi. And therefore, the Acha, if the Achai said that would be in the Chamorim, so that would mean that the first paying up in Mokim Ayoika. So Tosfos says, no, the Achai said that it was paid up already in Mokim Hazild. They borrowed money and they were mistaken till the mokim hazel. Believe time, and the whole rib, and it's paid up with as soon as they buy it from, and then it's his already. It belongs to the balabatim, the mokim ayoike. If he laughed time with the megalulutarim, so the whole ribis, so Be'etzim, Tosfos is saying the way the Beis Aharon said in Rashi, but Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, that means Tosfos, if they would be Mekabel Achayis, so then Pshat is that the Piroin is first the Mokim Hayoike, and then they're paying more than they borrowed. They borrowed a sell and they're paying a sell and a half. So therefore Tosfos says that the Achayis was already on the Balabatim from the Mokim Hazoil. The Choy was paid up already. And the whole ribis is the tirche. And the tirche, for the tirche, it's worthwhile for them because the megalulutare oimaisli gabayim.